So I was thinking just one sushtel to this idea, and that is, it's been a while since we opened up the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Bechabura. So Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, the beginning, tells the story of Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, and we know the story. He was 28 years old, he was working for his father, he wasn't having success really in any area of life, specifically when it came to Torah, he hadn't learned any Torah. And then one day he's crying, his father says, why are you crying? He doesn't tell him. Finally, oh, Navi comes to him, he says, why are you crying? He says, because I didn't learn Torah. I want to learn, I'm 28 and I haven't learned any Torah. He says, you want to learn Torah? Go learn Torah. He says, where should I learn? He says, there's a big yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, there are yeshivas, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. Go to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. He goes to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. He tells him, do you know anything? Do you know Krishma? You know how to bench? You know how to dam? He says, I don't know anything. He taught him Torah until he became the great Rabbi Eliezer. How great? And you, Kol Chachmi Yisrael, Bekaf Maznaim. The Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, Bekaf Shnia, Hayamachriyaz Kulam. He was greater than all the other Tanoim combined. That's the story of Rabbi Eliezer. The Radal wrote an epic pirish on Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that we quote from a lot. In his second comment on Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, he asks two kashas. Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer starts with a story. Maisa b'Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus. There was a story with Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, Shehayu l'aviv charshin. His father had people that used to plow for him. V'hayu charshin al gabi ma'ana. And this father, he gave his employees fertile land to plow. V'hu, Rabbi Eliezer himself worked for his father, but he didn't give him fertile land. He gave him very rocky terrain. He sat down and he was crying. His father told him, why are you crying? Is it because you're not so happy with the property that I gave you? If you want, I'll give you something better. No, he says, not the reason. He went to the man of Ayubaych and he was still crying. And that's the story of Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus. Right, the Radal, there's two things I don't understand about the story. Number one, why was that important? Why do we have to know that Rabbi Eliezer worked for his father? Everybody that worked for his father was Chirish al Gabi Hamana. For who are you Chirish Petrashim? It doesn't seem to be so significant in the narrative. Every single word in Chazal is calculated. Certainly, this whole story here, every prat is a tremendous lesson to be learned. And why is it important for us to know that he was Chayresh Betrashim? The second kasha that the Radal asked is that the Medrash never told us what triggered this incredible bikush in Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, that he suddenly decided that he wants to learn Torah. He's 28 years old. He doesn't know Kriya Shema. So clearly, he didn't have a very high level of education. All of a sudden, we're introduced to Rabbi Eliezer as a 28-year-old bacher, and he wants to learn so badly. He's sitting, he's crying, he gets Gili Eliyo, and really, with this incredible azus, he walks into Rabbi Yechem and Zakai's yeshiva, teach me Torah, and he becomes Rabbi Eliezer. What triggered that? It doesn't seem like this was something he's been feeling his whole life, because he probably would have done it at an earlier age. He would have gone and he would have learned. He's 28. He has this incredible tshuka. Says the Radal, Lule de Mistafina. It could be that the two kashas really answer each other. Rabbi Eliezer never learned. For whatever reason, he never learned. And maybe, says the Radal, that the reason he didn't learn is because he didn't feel that he was really capable. He tried. And as much as he tried learning, it really wasn't working. But you know what happened? Rabbi Eliezer, for whatever reason, his father, he was a shtickle estranged. And his father gives him this land that's really not fertile. It's rocky. It's mountainous. And he tells him, go be chayrish. And he's trying and he's plugging. And he's putting a lot of time and effort into it in Safutnisht. And all of a sudden, one day, he was chayrish betrashim. And bang, he made it happen. All of a sudden, he was able to penetrate. He was able to get through. Said the Radal, who knows if that act of Rabbi Eliezer being Chayrish Betrashin wasn't what made Rabbi Eliezer realize that, you know what, at the end of the day, sometimes things don't go so well. And sometimes you have to fight for things. And sometimes you have to overcome a lot of obstacles and impediments and nisyonos. But at the same time, you could be Chayrish and you could be Chayrish Betrashin. And he said, if you could be Chayrish Betrashin, I have a feeling you can learn Torah, even if your lathe seems as hard as a rock, and it doesn't seem like anything is able to get in. So says the Radal, you want to know why the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer starts with this story? Because this is the beginning of the story of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. You want to know where it really began? Where does the story begin? It doesn't begin when he walks into Rabbi Yechim and Zakai's yeshiva. Because what caused him to walk into Rabbi Yechim and Zakai's yeshiva? What caused him to walk into Rabbi Yechim and Zakai's yeshiva was this maimed. It was this event. When he saw that he could be Chayrish Betrashim, he says, if I could be Chayrish Betrashim, I can walk into the yeshiva Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, and I'll be able to learn Torah as well. And just like I harvin and harvin and harvin, eventually the Torah will be able to penetrate me as well. So says the Radal, if I'm right, you know what this means? That means the fate of Rabbi Eliezer came about, really, in almost the identical way that the fate of his Talmud Muvik, Rabbi Akiva, came about. We all know it's an Avos Rab Nosson. We've been told this story when we were little children. Rabbi Akiva was 40 years old, and he didn't even know the Aleph Beis. That's a very, very subtle version of who Rabbi Akiva was at that time. The Gemara says in Masechtas Psachim, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Akiva, K'shayisi Amaretz, Hayisi Omer, Miyiten Li Talmud Chacham, V'anashchenu Kechamar. That's who Rabbi Akiva was before he learned Torah. And then all of a sudden, Rabbi Akiva is motivated, and he goes to learn a yeshiva for 12 years, and another 12 years, and Tzvelef is in Shvir and Tzvansik, and he comes back with 24,000 Talmidim, and he becomes the great Rabbi Akiva, where the Gemara says in Menachas Chav Tes Amud Beis that Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, he sees Rabbi Akiva, he says, why are you giving the Torah through me? Why are you giving the Torah through me? And like we spoke out, that Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Memtes Shari Kedusha of Rabbi Akiva, he came even higher, he was even the Shar Nun. What motivated Rabbi Akiva? Says the Avos Rab Nosson, Rabbi Akiva was a shepherd, and Rabbi Akiva was sitting one day, and he's just watching drops of rain fall on this rock, and all of a sudden he notices that the rain was making an imprint on the rock. Says Avos Rab Nosson, Rabbi Akiva tried learning Torah when he was younger. And he thought, well, if it didn't go, I had obstacles, not meant for me, so I'll be a shepherd and let somebody else learn Torah. Torah will be around, it just won't be through me. But then Rabbi Akiva saw that water can penetrate a rock. So he said, if water can penetrate a rock, there's no way in the world that Torah can penetrate my neshama. And that's what motivated Rabbi Akiva. So says Rabbi David Luria in his Pirish on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the story of Rabbi Eliezer and the story of Rabbi Akiva. This is the great Rebbe Talmud relationship in Shas. This is Rabbi Eliezer, who's the greatest of all the Tanam, who has a Talmud Rabbi Akiva, who becomes the greatest of all the Tanakh. Their stories both started in almost the same exact way. Rabbi Eliezer was Chayrish Petrashim, and he realized that when he was able to penetrate the Trashim, if I can penetrate the Trashim, the Torah can penetrate my soul. I'm obviously not trying hard enough. And he goes to Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh's yeshiva, and this time he tries harder, and he becomes the great Rabbi Eliezer. And that's the exact same story. That's the exact same story of Rabbi Akiva. Dover Nifla. But here's the punchline. On the bottom of the Radal, Spirish on Pirkei the Rebbe Eliezer. So he has Hoysafos. It's called Hoysafos HaRadal. So this is Hoysafos Hey, right in the beginning of the Radal Spirish. So he brings a vart that he heard from his son Rabbi Yoina, and he refers to his son Ubni HaCharif Yorei VeCharei LeDvar Hashem Rabbi Yoina Zeche Tzadik Levracha. Now the Radal himself passed away at a young age. He was actually Ben Nun Beis when he passed away, as in the Gemara that we learned on Daf Hei Amud Beis. He was Ben Nun Beis when he passed away. So how old could his son have been? His son obviously was young. So he said he heard from his son, Sifsois of Doivavois Bekever. This is the son of the Radal, Rabbi Yoina Luria. So he said, Be'idenu Nar, he was a young child. So he said, I told my son this Ha'ara, that maybe Rabbi Eliezer came about in the same exact way that Rabbi Akiva came about. Rabbi Akiva saw water penetrate a rock, and that's what inspired him to learn Torah. Rabbi Eliezer was Chayrish Petrashim, and he saw he was able to do it, and that's what inspire him despite all the obstacles he had to learn Torah. So he said there's another Avos Rab Nosson. The Avos Rab Nosson says on the Mishnah Novus, the heavy misabik ba faragleim zu Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, that the shoysa bitsoma esme mayem zu Rabbi Akiva. It's a medrash pliya. What does this mean? Heavy misabik ba faragleim zu Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, that the tsome. That's referring to Rabbi Akiva. So he said, my son Rabbi Yoina Zechreina Levracha said that, you know what Chazal are coming to tell us? That if a person's learning in Segeitim Shver and it's not so easy, he has Nesioinus, look at the offer. Look at the offer. Zu Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus. Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, he became great from Afar because he was Chayrish Petrashim, and that's what inspired him to greatness. That Vishoyse Betzama, that Vishoyse Betzama Esmei Mayim Zu Rabbi Akiva, because that's how Rabbi Akiva became Rabbi Akiva. He became Rabbi Akiva through Mayim. Rabbi Eliezer was inspired to learn Torah from Afar. Rabbi Akiva was inspired to learn Torah from Mayim. So said Rabbi Yoina, the son of Rav David Luria, the son of the Radal, right here in the Isafas HaRadal, that's what Chazal meant. Having misabik bafar agleim zu Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, that the shoysa b'tzames me meyem, that's referring to Rabbi Akiva.